Well, welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I'm Ken Graham right out here in operations. We're behind me, hurricane specialist, constantly watching Hurricane Florence, getting the latest updates, and I'm getting handed updates constantly here. The latest winds, 105 miles an hour. We're now about 145 miles east-southeast of Wilmington. We're getting gusts on land now at 50 miles an hour. So the surge is coming in. The impacts are here. You can definitely see that as we walk over to the radar. You can see some of these rain bands where you're getting some of those tropical storm force winds and the heavy rain. And really, you see it onshore as advertised, moving inland with time. And remember, we constantly remind you not just to concentrate on the eye, which is very evident on the radar as well, but these bands, the hurricane force winds extending 70 miles from the center and the tropical storm force winds 170 miles away from the center. So the impacts far and wide from the center of the system. The latest forecast track just updated. You can see what I'm talking about, these hurricane force winds and also the tropical storm force winds. Look how large. So it's real important not to concentrate just on the center. And future track, where are we going? It looks like we're going to continue as forecast and then a slowdown will happen. So it looks like this is 8 a.m. Friday. This is 8 o'clock on Friday evening, staying a hurricane, but then by Saturday morning, still a tropical storm. There's not a lot of geography here to travel, so the impacts are going to be long-lasting, and we keep talking about those impacts with time. And if you look at the cone here, the center, two-thirds of the time, could be anywhere inside this cone. So even well inland, you got to prepare for those impacts. Let's look at those impacts, because that's what we got to talk about. And remember, the category is just about the wind. It's independent of the actual impacts, and one of the large impacts we will have is the heavy rain right along the coast where we make landfall and the system moves so slow. Potentially 20 to 30 inches of rain, maybe some isolated amounts. I've seen this many times in my career where you have rain bands over the same area for long periods of time. You can see maybe a 40-inch total. That's a devastating amount of rain. 15 to 20, 10 to 15 as we move inland. Even Charlotte and Raleigh, you could get 6 to 10 inches of rain. And as far away as Asheville and Roanoke, 4 to 6 inches. So, folks, there's a lot of terrain here, hills, and we got to watch out for some of that flash flooding as we get these heavy rainfall amounts. We also got to look at the storm surge. It is the number one killer when it comes to these tropical systems, with the rainfall inland being the second. So look at these values. Incredible amounts of water, 9 to 13 feet of storm surge in areas around North Carolina. Now, well away from the center, you could still get these high values because the wind field is so large. So the longer we keep those hurricane force winds onshore, the more water we push up into these areas like the Neuse River. And look at the miles inland. Miles inland, you can still see some of the storm surge. So just because you're not on the coast doesn't mean you can get some big impacts. And this is new as well this morning. Tropical systems can often cause tornadoes. So the Storm Prediction Center has put a portion of North Carolina under a tornado watch. So just another one of the hazards. So we're continuing to get the latest updates continuously handed to me. So it's the time for this to continue with these impacts. It's a long-term event here through the weekend. So it's time to be prepared. We'll be watching it here from the National Hurricane Center right here in the operations area.